Can I say something before you start asking?
Yeah.
So it's just to say that this is the guy responsible for me even skating with this team. when I started skating with them, it was actually his idea, because he used to play here and I was watching the game where they won. Then they invited me to take the picture, and then he invited me to skate with them when he knew that I used to play. So this is his fault. And obviously,
it's good fun.
This is the guy who knows me the longest from here, probably, because since I started skating, he's been skating with me. So obviously, he knew why he's putting me in. That you know, and obviously, we have a representative, chairman of the club.
Yeah.
So that you know.
So should we start?
Yep.
So first of all, evening, everybody, welcome. Glad you're here. I hope you enjoyed the game. Is that the first game of ice hockey for many of you? Yeah, good fun.
Yeah.
Fastest game in town. That's what we want. So my name's Jeremy Hudson. I'm the chair of the Junior Ice Hockey Club here in Guildford. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and we have players from age 5 right the way through to senior men's and ladies' teams. We also have a pro team here based at the rink, and while they don't come into the junior club, we do work very closely with them. So the pro team are in the first tier of ice hockey in the UK. The team you saw tonight, the Phoenix, we're in the fourth tier, but we have a lot of fun. The Phoenix is very much a development team. It's all about giving our juniors somewhere to go and to develop through to senior hockey, with an aim then that hopefully they can progress even further. And I would say that's excellent, because it just fits in nicely with having Pedacek in the team as well. Every one of the guys out there is an ex-Guildford junior, except for our two of our netminders, because we're a bit short of netminders, so we have to get them in from somewhere. But we're all about development and giving progression to these guys. And it's all about teams. Some of you haven't seen ice hockey before, you've probably seen tonight. It's a team sport. It's all about team and the team ethos. And that's what we're trying to train all of these young kids, about how to be in a team, and it gives them ice hockey skills and life skills, bringing them all through together. And that's why we're very pleased to have Petter here. He's obviously got a very good team spirit, and that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for bringing in egos or anything else, which we know we're not going to get. It's perfect. It just fits in with the team. So I'm just very happy to let Petter be here in the club, enjoying the sport he likes, and I'm sure his experience will help with the development of the juniors and rub off on them as well.
Well done, Jeremy. Great job.
Milos.
I don't know. Like, my name is Milos Mericherik. I'm from Slovakia, and I used to play for Guildford Flames for many years. You know, I joined Guildford Flames same year when Petter joined Chelsea, and it took a while since we basically met each other, you know, until we met each other. Like Petter mentioned before, you know, like he came down to watch our game. I still remember it was against Manchester, and then then he left a message on my phone that he would like to come to the practice, you know. I took it the wrong way, so I invited him, and he turned up with a whole hockey gear, you know, and then he went on the ice, and then since that day, you know, like you could see he made a big step forward, and then now he's a great goalie, and then he's skating with the Phoenix and also with the Flames, you know, and he's doing a great job on the ice, and like Jeremy said, you know, like he's true professional, you know, winner, and those young players in our team, they can learn a lot from him, you know. So we are very thankful to have him on a team, and then hopefully he's gonna bring more joy to our fans, and then you know, like it's gonna be interesting to see how those next games gonna go and work for him and for our team. So that's for me, Andy.
So my name's Andy Hemmings. I'm the Guildford Phoenix head coach, player coach. Obviously, when I caught wind that Petter was interested in signing for our team, I kind of thought, all right, this is interesting. See what happens here. But obviously, well, from what you saw tonight, Petter is just, you know, we all know what he's done. But for me as a coach, you should have seen the boys and how the team rallied for him today. You know, it was an amazing experience for all the team. But this isn't just about the Phoenix. This isn't just about us. You know, there's a lot of people that we can thank for this to happen. It's at the list is endless. But what you guys wouldn't have seen in the dressing room is, you know, like Petter's experience in that type of situation. You know, the game wasn't going our way. Obviously, on an ideal night, we'll all be scoring goals for fun, and Petter wouldn't have that much to do. But I don't think we couldn't have written it any better, hey Petter, for tonight.
He enjoyed all the way, huh?
But you know, right from the Flames organisation to Paul Dixon to the Guildford Junior Ice Hockey Club to the rink, Guildford Spectrum, our new manager Keith has been above and beyond to help and make this happen. We all, you know, a lot of people chipped in, and when the announcement went out, me, Milos, and the junior club, you know, Lois, Hudson, Jeremy, our phones were buzzing, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. And Petter, before it went out, he said, "Guys, listen, this is going to be the biggest story." And we were like, "Yeah, you know, it's not too bad. We're only in the fourth tier, but you know." And Petter WhatsApped me with a picture from NHL NBC. So, Petter, thank you for getting my name onto NHL. I really appreciate it. Obviously, NHL is the best league in the world. You know, right from Stuart Potts, our assistant coach tonight, from everybody, all the boys. And you know what? What really impressed me tonight was some guys in the game. You know, there are some players within hockey who are like the top players who get the job done. But tonight, other players stepped up. And what was really interesting for me as the player coach was it wasn't going right for the guys who normally get it done, and other players stepped up tonight, and it was really, really good to see. And I think, and I really believe that Petter obviously had an influence on that. So, so Petter, congratulations on your first win. Obviously, I didn't know if it was going to go to shootout OT, but congratulations. And he brings something else to this club, British Ice Hockey, and hopefully this game gets the recognition it deserves.
Well done. I'll leave it to you. Okay, ask what you want.
Can we just ask before we start? I've been asked to just make sure that we keep the questions related to ice hockey, please.
Nice try, Jeremy.
Okay, well, congratulations, Petter. First of all, was that a dream debut? Shootout win, man of the match, you know, a victory every day?
Well, I wanted to win. That was the first thing I wanted, because you know, this we went both to the game. We had two wins in a row, and they had two wins in a row. So basically, it started the season as well as us, and as well, you know, when you come in the game and the team wins two games in a row, you don't want to be the one who spoils that, and then you go get to play and the team loses. So, you know, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to play the best possible game I could. I concentrated on myself, and obviously hope that it's going to help everybody to stay focused and win the game. And in the end, this is what happened. And obviously the story, you know, you go through overtime and penalty shootout, which I think, you know, it was kind of like it had to happen. You know, with all the things, as soon as we went to the overtime, and we had few chances, and their goalie played really well, and we couldn't score. Then you know, you could see I was looking at the screen, and I saw the time going by, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go. It's gonna definitely end up there. So I started thinking about it.
Were there any nerves? You mean, you played Champions League, you played international football, FA Cup finals, you played at the very, very highest level. Coming out here today at the Guildford Spectrum, the first time, were there any nerves on your part?
No, I had a, you know, I was surprised, because you know, I didn't know what to expect, but at the same time, I played, you know, at the highest level for 20 years, so you know, I know how to prepare for the game. But you know, about an hour before the game, I switched to my sort of match day mode, and you could see, you know, all these feelings and concentration and all that automatically came back, like it used to happen every football game. So, you know, it was nice to see that my body still is ready to execute when I need. And obviously, I was happy even with the first goal, which you know, it was a bit soft goal as I pushed it onto the post and it hit me back and then kind of went in. So that was the one I didn't like, but on the end, and I make some big saves in the important times, and it helped the team to win in the end, so I'm happy with that.
And as someone who's just seen a first ice hockey match, I mean, what's more challenging if you had to pick between football goalkeeping and being a keeper on the ice?
No, I think it's the ice itself, because you know, in terms of angles and movement, reading the game, it's fast, but it's pretty much the same when you play a top professional football league. You know, it goes with the same speed, and the people are skillful, and you have to prepare for that. But obviously the difference is, once you got on the ice, you have to know what you're doing. You have to time your interventions, because once you're down, sometimes it's hard to recover fast enough. So, you know, this is probably the biggest difference. When you stand on your feet, you don't, you know, you're not on a slippery surface. It's easy to move side to side. So it was obviously one part I had to work hard the most, was the skating and the movement, that obviously I can move as fast as possible to close the angles and face the shot. So, no, I was pleased with that as well.
Can you tell us your ice hockey background and what you used to do in ice hockey? And I believe as well that you very nearly went down that route, but you couldn't afford the kit when you were younger.
Well, I wanted to play ice hockey over football, but as you said, you know, we couldn't afford the all the gear. So in the end, my parents took me to football. So I was skating pretty much all the time, but I didn't have, you know, because of football, I didn't really have time to play ice hockey. So I was doing it as my hobby and when I could. And then obviously for about 25 years, I couldn't at all, because I didn't have time. And when I was in France and when I came to England, I didn't know this year existed. So for about 25 years, I couldn't really do it. But then, as I said, Miloš invited me. And then I invited myself, and then, because I used it always as a part of my preparation, because as you could see, you know, it goes fast. You work on your fitness, strength of your legs, reflexes, hand-eye coordination. So I used that as my extra preparation for football. But you know, when you progress and you go on, then you suddenly realize, well, you know, it'd be actually nice if I could play the game, but while you are a professional football player, obviously it's impossible to do so. So now when I retired, I actually get this first opportunity, and I'm glad it happened, because, you know, it's a kind of like a dream, childhood dream, to come and play one game, which happened. This nobody will ever take this away from me, so which is really nice.
How did that compare with the penalty shootout in the Champions League? Bigger crowd, bigger tournament, maybe.
Well, I think the goalie here has a more chance to save, as you could see, because if you do the right thing, you know, if the player makes a really good move, then obviously they are very skillful, and you could see, you know, if they do a good move, a good shot, you know, they score. But I think it's harder for the player to score in here than in football. So, you know, knowing that, you're a bit more under pressure, because people kind of expect you to save at least one from those in the shootout. So I'm glad that in the end, you know, we won it, because it's at first it's an extra point which keeps us top of the league, and this is what we wanted.
And is this actually your first penalty shootout?
In the official game, yes. Yeah, it's the first one in the official game. I don't remember any other shootout. We didn't have in the Premier
League. It's good to be on a winning side, huh?
We didn't have. I don't remember having one in the FA Cup or Europa League. So I would say this. Yeah.
The arrangement you've got with Phoenix for this season. Where do you see this going? Do you just want to play for as long as you can?
Well, obviously, I have my full-time job at Chelsea, and this is something I do when I have time. So, you know, it's late evening, so if I can, you know, join in the afternoon, so I fit in either Flames or either Phoenix, obviously, to stay fit, and then, you know, depending on the calendar and my duties at the club, we will see how it goes. So obviously today is an international break, no games, and free Sunday, no training for the team, no nothing for an for anybody. So this actually was the first day I could actually play. So we kind of decided I will do it.
There was a Czech Republic flag there. Were they double celebration after Friday night's win against England? Did that
You know, it was amazing to see. There were a few Czech flags, and there was quite a big group with the Czech ice hockey jersey. So some Chelsea fans as well, Arsenal fans as well. So it was pretty nice to see all these people turn up.
And were you surprised by the win on Friday night?
Well, the way the game went, in the end, I was not surprised. You know, before the game, I said that it will be a more equal game than it was at Wembley, and I said that it will be a close game. But I thought that the experience of England will actually, you know, put the game on the other side. But I think the Czechs played well, and England didn't have the best game, so I think they deservedly you know, lost some points there.
I'm curious to know if you've spoken to Dominik and perhaps changed.
You know, when I was in Prague, when I was watching the game, I actually got a message from him to they wish me good luck. So I'm actually glad that having him on the mask, it's, and his number probably helped me to to kind of feel good. So it's actually the reason why I wanted to play ice hockey was actually him. So it's nice to get this message from him. And I used to play with his brother when I was playing for Sparta Prague. So I know him quite well.
Is it true that you had a bespoke helmet made? So yours is half Chelsea, half Arsenal.
Yes.
Can you talk us through that?
So my helmet has a, you know, the England flag on top, with like an artistic picture of Big Ben and Tower Bridge to you know, represent London, and as well one half has Arsenal's one half is Arsenal, the other half is Chelsea, and then the front is Czech flag with Dominik Hašek sitting in there. So the kind of story of my life coming towards the game, and so I was glad that I could ask Mr. Gunnarsson in Sweden, who does pretty much everybody in the NHL. So through my friends, I actually managed to get hold of him, and then he did a great job.
In your experience and your legacy, what kind of advice are you able to pass on to the younger members of the team?
Well, that is in the end, no matter how much attention the game got, it was all about the performance. You know, you have to perform under pressure no matter what. You have to concentrate on yourself and do the best. So I think for them it's great to see. And as well, I think what shows that if you have a dream and you chase it and you do everything to make it happen, then, you know, I've done that in football, and all my dreams came true. Suddenly this one was the one, you know, I was in the end saying, you know what, this might be actually the last dream I was hoping to get to play the game, and in the end that happened. But I worked hard for it as well. So, you know, I think it can be something for the young players as well, to know that if you chase your dream, the good things might happen.
Have any of your old teammates at Chelsea or Arsenal shown an interest of maybe following your progress down here?
Well, I had a message from obviously from everybody at Chelsea and from JT as well, Didier. They sent me best wishes before the game, and a few of my ice hockey friends, everybody was sending me best wishes. I had my family here actually. They came, my wife and my kids. So it was an eventful day today.
Neto, you may have been retired for a few months from football, but have you missed that?
You know, I love that part because for me the hardest part is the match days now. In my new job, obviously, you know, I've been involved directly for 20 years in every game, and suddenly, you know, you work whole week, but then the weekend you just sit and hope that the team performs well. But you know, I have responsibilities as well, but not on the pitch, not on the direct game. So I the match days is something I was missing, and obviously this was for me it was absolutely fantastic, because in the end the attention the game got, it actually put a lot of pressure on me as well. So it was really like playing the the Premier League game, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it because you know, it was a good challenge. Well, you know, I like Henrik Lundqvist, obviously, so I have one of his shirts. So, you know, this is something I'm watching. You know, I'm watching every time I can. I watch the NHL and the game. So I have a, you know, I'm really, you know, my life goes with sports and football and ice hockey. More like a fan now a little bit as a player as well, but. You know, I love sport. This is kind of my way of living, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm glad as well that I'm still relatively young, that I can probably play few more games.
Can I ask a question to Milos?
Yeah.
Petr's known as one of the best goalkeepers ever playing in the Premier League. How is he as an ice hockey net minder? Has he got lots to learn, or is he already showing that he can reach a high level?
Right.
I was saying before this game, you know, like, I was calm and I know what he can do on the ice, you know, so I was like ready for this game, you know, and I was saying like people will be surprised how good he is, you know, and then he proved it on the ice, you know, and actually he won the game for us, you know, like at the end, you know, on the shootout, you know, so, you know, great player on the pitch, great player on the ice, you know, so... Great to have him on the team.
Yep.
One more thing. I have a present for him. I don't know if you're doing this in football, but in ice hockey, you know, like after the game like this, you know, like we have a special bonding, you know. So Andy's going to present this one. So that the puck from the game. And I have this one. This is the first official save what he made today. You know, like it wasn't an easy shot, you know. And goalies, they're dealing with lots of pressure, you know, like the first shot and the first save is always important for the goalie and for the team. So this is the first save what he made today.
Thank you.
Good job, well done.
Thank you.
And Andy?
And thanks for getting me 2 points for the Phoenix. There you go.
That's a nice one, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.